Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters and a Twisted Mister or two. All depend. Just want to let everybody know we got another great show ahead of us tonight. This is a part two of Naomi's show from last week. Great turnout. And hello, Naomi, and how are you tonight?
Hello, hello. I'm doing fine. Yes, in the middle of Christmas preparations. Doing fine. Cleaned up the house.
Nice. Yeah, I think this is what a lot of people are doing right about now. It's Christmas time. You know, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
The hustle and
yeah.
the bustle and the, you know, and the getting this ready, the planning of something else. You know, it's a lot of work for a lot of people. And then some people just withdraw because you know it's not their season because. A lot of sadness comes with Christmas season.
Yeah.
So,
Indeed. Yeah,
absolutely.
My kids, they just go, we don't do anything. We're not even putting up decorations. We're all going to mom's place anyway.
Mom do all the work.
Oh, that's it.
Not sure what happened to Pam. I have to assume she fell asleep. Because I don't think she's
okay.
The hell with us. So that was, we're a little delayed in starting off tonight, but it's all good. And Laurent is still not feeling so well. He's under the weather again. It's bothering him, so we won't have him tonight. But maybe we'll be lucky and Thomas or Rex will call in. That would be a nice male voice.
Phone in for about an hour or so if she had time.
Yeah, she's on us right now. I just haven't picked her up yet. I wanted to do the intro thing. It's about the time. So let me pick her up. She doesn't have much of a male voice, though. Just saying. Hello, Cal. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Cal.
Is any better, you know? I would be 20.
Oh, here I am.
So happy to have you.
I've missed it the last couple of days. So it's always good to call in.
Yeah, good to have you.
Now, Naomi, I have a question for you. I should have asked you before we started. Which topic beer do you want to use? That way
I can stay with you here. I put a topic up last week.
And then you created.
Because it didn't appear in the highlight there in the top of the late night poets. It didn't appear on the top. So I was worried. I said, how come it's not there, you know? So I just did another one so it would be there. But I was kind of like, now, as usual.
As long as they're both the same, it doesn't matter. Okay.
She's
all good. Okay, well, look, I'm going to turn the show over to you. There's only the three of us so far. And
I'm happy here. Oh, my gracious. Thank you, Cal. We'll have an extra person to read. So cool. Okay, so would you mind reading, starting off reading, Cal?
Not at all. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so we have one. I won't put up his right away because he said he might phone in. So let me change this out. I'm going to put up another one. Where's the board? Okay, there's. Okay. Okay, so I'll take on your man voice.
Okay.
I'm going to put one up by Joshua Grome.
Okay.
Where is? I'm getting there. Good grief. starting off. Okay, there it is. Okay.
I got it.
You see it? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Pinned by Joshua Grom. My coat of pride slips away from me. During battle, it comes undone. I would have snatched it back into my arms, that is, if only I'd won. I thought of myself as a champion, but now by comrades I'm shunned. I could have rebuilt those bridges again, that is, if only I'd won. I see her stand as an angle, her countenance bright as the sun. I may have had a shot with her, that is, if only I'd won. Now a trail of failure shadows my steps, filled with luggage I could never outrun. The load may have been lighter, That is, if only I'd won. My face hits the ground as I cry out. My rapid descent has begun. Maybe I wouldn't have fallen so far. That is, if only I'd won. I lifted myself off the mat then, but my spirit still lay there, stunned. Perhaps I'd not lost her then. That is, if only I'd won. End poem.
I wrote the great Roman slime and slime, yeah, great flow and rhyme in this heartfelt right here. I love the stanza. Now a trail of a failure shadows my steps, filled with luggage. Never the load may not be lighter if. Using a
sounds great.
Static or something. Oh, there it goes. It's finished. I guess storm.
Okay.
Storm passing
by. It was
by.
Coming from South.
Okay,
no,
so.
You. We should see.
Pardon me?
Okay. Let's see. I said I put Kel on. See, it's coming from her. Kel.
Is it coming from me? But I'm not doing anything. I don't even have headphones. I'm just sitting here.
It's probably
but when you talk, it doesn't do it anymore. So keep talking.
Keep talking.
What was it doing?
Tell us about this phone you just read, Kel.
Okay.
It sounds kind of like a monitor of a baby's heartbeat in utero. That's what it sounds like.
Really? Because I'm not hearing it. All I'm hearing is when Naomi was talking, she kept kind of fading in
hold,
and out.
When I put you on hold, it completely disappeared. When I put you on hold, it completely disappeared. All I'm asking is, can you just call back? Maybe change the connection? Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, so, Jean, you can comment, I guess.
Let me think about the poem. Yes, it was great rhyme and flow in that poem completely. I was trying to find out what the prompt was, which prompt he had chosen, but I couldn't find it. So, I mean, it was a great it really was a wonderful rhymer, and when I was listening to it,
I think chose the one with the trail because he has now a trailer of failure shadows my steps. So I think it was the prompt with the trailer, and he used like a unique turn on it.
Right, that could very well be, and that would make sense because I was going to, you know, he kind of captured the feel of a lot of those prompts. Within that, right? And I thought that was, you know, that was kind of intriguing to me. You know, sometimes you can do that with, when you have prompts by one artist. Sometimes you can't because sometimes they're all over the board. And I think you did a wonderful job with, by the way, Kel is back.
Okay.
Welcome back, Kel.
Welcome back, Kel.
What? I'm sorry.
We thought you were taking a mono, what do you call it in English, in French, an échographie there. You know, when you have a baby and they pass that thing, the machine, over your belly?
Yep. Fetal heartbeat.
I recently had one. And her baby's awesome. She's having an adorable little boy. Okay. So this poem, I thought it would, I agree. It has wonderful rhyme and flow. It's just spot on. I love the little four-beat stanzas. But I thought it had It was a very melancholy piece, very sad. If only I'd won. There's no hope or anything in it. It's just a very sad ride.
My face hits the ground as I cry out. Yeah, my rapid descent has begun. Yeah, indeed, I do see that in it. Okay, so go on to the next, right? Dean, would you give this one a read by Janice Beam?
Okay. Well, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just getting to the board.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. I beat
I'm
you.
I'm there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, Frank, we have no male voice. You could at least call in and help her out. Just saying.
Yeah. Frank, Moshimi, where are you?
Tell them, Naomi.
Yeah, I'm gonna growl at him next time I talk to him.
Okay. I just did.
Okay. This is called Faithful Friend by Janice Beam. You came to me, my faithful friend, the perfect time I needed saving ends. From your calm demeanor, I learned to patiently wait for the words to come when they failed to roll off the tip of my pen. My hazel eyes adored you when you kissed my chin with your rolling tongue, or lolling tongue. As we sat underneath the shade of the tall red maple and watched the crows dance in the marshmallow sky above, the way you tilted your head sideways when I softly whispered into your ear, your body warm and wrapped against mine, before you bounded off to explore, your brown fur shining in the sun. And imagine if we were all as faithful as our funny friends, our furry friends. Perhaps then the world could live as one.
She captured the painting so well with all the dogs and, you know, Sam Toft. She just loves animals. That's something she said. If she if she stopped painting one day, she wanted to be like a dog, you know, the person that takes the dogs for the walks, you know, a dog walker. she said that. And there's beautiful stanzas in here. My hazel eyes adored you when you kissed my chin with your lolling tongue as we sat underneath the shade of a tall red maple and watched the crows dance in the marshmallow sky above. You know, what a wonderful, heartfelt ride on love between a dog and its master here. So beautiful. And Kel, what did you think?
Oh golly, I totally agree. This is absolutely a beautiful poem. What would we do without our pets? I know sometimes my house would be a lot quieter, but you know, I really appreciate her very last lines. And imagine if we were all as faithful as our furry friends, perhaps then the world could live as one. What a wonderful thought. You know, it would be awesome, wouldn't it, if people could be just as adoring and faithful as our wonderful pets, even when they're busy and rambunctious and pains in the butt.
Chewing up our favorite chew.
I love all of them, but they drive me nuts sometimes. Yeah, this is really a really beautiful poem. I love her images, and it's just really, really a sweet thought.
Indeed. And Eugene?
I thought this was an excellent piece, very well expressed, and I thought it was a great take on the prompt. And I love the imagery throughout, as you had mentioned, you know, the marshmallow clouds. You know, there's a lot of good ones in there, and, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, pets are wonderful friends, you know, and dogs are the most faithful you'll ever find. And I think she did that well. So nice work, Janice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Frank is there. I'm gonna growl at him. I'm gonna tell him to phone in. Frank, phone in. Ma chérie, we need you. Okay, so I put the next write up. Jean, did you just read, Jean?
I just read that last one.
Okay, I'll read this one. S from S Sharp, The Stars, You and Me. When the sun goes down and you are nowhere to be found, I can look to the sky and I know somewhere you are out there. You see the stars in the sky are the stars in your eyes. As I look to the sky, I can see all the stars in your eyes. I'm wishing on the stars, but just how far can that get me? Well, I'll tell you, I know. Whatever, wherever those skies go, all the stars I can see brings you closer to me, just the way it should be, the stars, you and me. I can't wait for those nights, those clear summer nights, when I can look to the sky and I feel as if you are right here with me under the open skies. All of the stars in your eyes, as I look into your eyes, I see so many stars I could go to. I'm wishing on the stars, but just how far will that get me? Well, I'll tell you, I know. Wherever those skies go, all the stars I can see will bring you closer to me, just the way it should be, the stars, you and me. And
nice reading.
Wow. Yeah, what did you think of this one, Jean?
You know, I really like this one. I love the, you see stars in the sky or the stars in your eyes. As I look to the sky, I can see all the stars in your eyes. I thought that was a neat twist to the imagery. Everyone can relate to the stars in the sky, but when you turn it around to being the stars in someone's eyes, it just gives a whole new visual. At least it did to me. I have a feeling it did to everybody. But I thought it was very well written, and I thought it was a really great idea. You know, I'm not sure. Taking time for this guy, but I'm not sure which prompt that is. So I'm going to go look while you guys chatter.
Okay. And I thought, well, there's beautiful repetition in this piece, so beautifully composed. All the stars I can see will bring you closer to me, just the way it should be, the stars, you and me. And she or he wrote back to me. And he said, or she said, I am in my 50s now and actually wrote this around 20 years ago. So isn't that cool?
Wow.
You know, so probably maybe one of her first or his first poems he wrote. I think it's a man. I think so. I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not sure either.
Cool.
Well done. I don't know which prompt it is.
Yeah, well, it's, I think it's the prompt, Look to the Sky.
There's one. Well, you know, I think maybe I'm just going too fast. Taking time to decide.
Taking time for the sky. That's it. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, it was a good, very, it's an interesting. that for sure. Okay.
Until, yeah.
Wow. We have another caller, by the way. Hello, area code 410. Who's calling, please?
This is Martha Gettle.
Hey,
oh,
Martha,
hi, Martha,
how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay. Now I'm going to pick Kel back up, see if her static ended.
Frank, bring your donuts and call in.
Okay. Well, I picked Kel back up again.
Martha, did you hear that last poem?
Oh, yes. It was beautiful. I have felt that way many times, looking up at the stars. It was just a beautiful expression of the feelings that you have when you lose someone and you feel like they're somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Is Kel back?
I never left.
You should.
Oh, hello,
well, you
Kel.
Did.
I've been
because
here.
Because I put you on
hold. Very patiently.
What did you think of the write?
Oh, I thought this was very beautiful. Look to this, you know, I can't wait for those nights, those clear summer nights. When I can look to the sky and I feel as if you are right here with me. Oh, golly, I have thought that so many times when, well, at first when I was waiting to be with my husband and then after he passed, of course. You can always feel him there. You know they're still around. Yeah, this is a very beautiful poem. Very lovely.
Yeah, indeed. I just loved it. Jean, you commented, eh? Did you comment?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. So I put the next piece up, A Handful of Sky. And Martha, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. A Handful of Sky. Minuscule grains of cuddle trailing from my spine to the tip of your tail. Chuckling needles of sunshine kissing my toes. Basking milky feathers moistened and glow. Troubadours tambourine jingling my nostrils. Tickling whiff amidst curling gray whiskers. Twirling beads of terracotta in melting tapestry. Drunken furs coated in clay smoothie light. Tilting chin. Grazing in air gawking boulevard. Draping a muse. Arms. Lounging painting in combo of me and you, sniffling dewdrops before rain. Poem.
Oh, wow. What a wonderful read, Martha. You did that justice. Wow. Yeah, I just love the wording in this piece. The troubadour, tambourine, jingling my nostrils, tickling whiff amidst curling gray whiskers, toiling beads of terracotta and melting tapestry, drunken furs coated in clay smoothie light. Like, it's just so playful and so, just so stunningly beautifully composed throughout there, this little piece here. This is just superb there. Ninkasky, I never read her before, but yeah, this is amazing. So I hope she, you know, she joins in more of our contests and we get to read her again and again and again, because this is just amazing. And yeah, Jean, what did you think?
I thought it was really well done. I, you know, I'm with you. I like the alliteration, you know, throughout here and there. I think that she did a nice job with that. And I thought it was a great take on the prompt, because, yeah, I went over and, of course, I had to hunt up the prompt and it said love. And then down the bottom it said the little things. And it's true. There's so many small things. You know, they always say stop and smell the roses or, you know, all that. And that's just one example of the little things. There's so many. There's so many. And if we don't pay attention to them, we miss so much in life. You know, it sounds silly. I mean, they all add up, and they, you know, it's like, oh, well, you know, I don't have to pay attention to that moment or that minute. That moment or that minute could be like the last moment or minute that we, you know, have for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It may never happen again. So it's a great poem in that respect, and I think it was nicely done. Thank you, Minkasi. I hope I said it right. But
And Cal, what did you think of it?
Oh, my goodness. I love her visuals. They were so well written and so unusually done. It's just lovely. I like chuckling needles of sunshine, tickling my toes, basking milky feathers moistened in glow. Oh, this is a beautiful, beautiful line. Chuckling needles of sunshine. Oh, my goodness. That's just delightful. It's just, yeah, it's really a beautiful poem.
And Martha, you read it so beautifully.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. The word pictures and the way you can just see it, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm going to put up Rama next, and we have a SoundCloud for that one. So we'll get a little break while we lean back and just listen.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Title of my poem is End Your Attachments. Let go of your attachments to body, relations, and possessions. Nothing is truly yours. All you got from here will leave back when you go. Once you end all attachments, you will feel weightless. Fly like a balloon, floating in breeze, carefree joyously. Aren't all humans selfish? Isn't everything ever-changing transient? Doesn't attachment give rise to pain? It is like hitting ourselves with hammer. When we are detached, emotions doesn't cloud our decision. Our decisions are better. Don't let your mind and its alias of ego, attachment and senses control your life. Be the master of your mind, not its slave. Live an intelligent life. Never forget, your short stay may end any moment. Thank you.
Yeah. This is full. This is very powerful and full of wisdom and philosophical all through. Aren't all humans selfish? Isn't everything ever changing, transient? Doesn't attachment give rise to pain? Is it like hitting ourselves with hammer? Such wonderful wording throughout and words of wisdom here. And a great take on that prompt that's entire, that has that little wording there, letting go in it. So bravo for this right, Rama. And Martha, what did you think?
I think it's great advice that we should all take to heart because we don't take anything with us when we go.
It's so true, yeah. So true. And Cal?
Oh, golly, this is something. The one I have a real huge problem with, and not because of the way it was written, because it's probably really good advice. When we are detached, emotion doesn't cloud our decision. Our decisions are better. Maybe that's why I make such lousy decisions. I get very emotional about things. I really like this. You'll feel weightless, like a fly like a balloon, floating in breeze, carefree, joyously. This is really a very philosophical, wise piece of poetry. And it's very well written metaphorically. It's gorgeous.
Yes, indeed. And Jean?
Well, I thought it was, gosh, dang it, I just had the thing in front of me. What I wrote was nicely penned. and an insightful piece. And I thought it was well-expressed advice on life. Because there's a lot of truth throughout that the piece, and it was, you know, it was like words to the wise, or words from the wise, however you want to look at it, you know. And I think that it was just well done. Nice piece. Good job, Rama. Thanks for sharing.
Indeed. I hope she writes again. I always enjoy her writes so much, you know. And it was such a joy listening to that SoundCloud, listening to her voice there was just beautiful. So I have the next piece up, and I think that brings me to you, Cal, by Kirk Kay. If you'll give that a read for us, please.
Okay. Kel, are you there?
Oh, we lose Kel.
Maybe Jean, you can
give it a read while waiting.
Absolutely. Put on my boy voice. No, I'm only kidding. This is called Fulfillment by Kurt. On a piled short, I kneel, I do beach. Meeting, let me start over because it kind of threw me. On a piled shore, a kneel I do beach, kneading malt of ceaseless week, sanded dun for where all sailors dare to reach, I have won. Adrift where years for days do swizz, I have come upon a fabled speck, where it might meet, it is. I was raw. When I embarked on drowned graves, I beat my maul. Wow. Sorry, Kurt. So I may splash my green and emerald waves, lolly with mermaids and crown gold with my name, neath naivety's hungry shades, toss maelstroms into confusion, and thrust it back Poseidon's trident when he, in drunken abusion, dared to topple my froth upon the sea. All deeds you can boast of me, most verily. Masted past Callow's green bow, I've ripened far past my day's noon now. Crisped by a jealous sun's rage, anchored ashore off span of earth, a journey's fair wage, tax of worth. By that cosmic gauge paid, my bones reek ripe with ripe runk age. So past indeed this blood-wrought trove now mined many leagues. Be sweet sunrise that sent my prime, amber yoke running amethyst skies, sunk eternal under brilliant brine that lost fathom where pearls used lies. Fallen murk is of brisk, fallow field of vigor, haunt of memory siren cries, harbored abyss innocent of strife. But drain the hill. Hail this isle, bedded in thirsty greens, where azuling kiss rebreeds love of life, crib calm of all blowing cares, cove dumb of sweat. Yet though an urned peak beyond I do dare, what pillared before twilight's crisping aim, but sapphire yonder's glinter stare, still burning dawn's burrow flame, with eyes unfathomable when as whence I came. End poem. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry, Kurt. Wow, I feel like I chopped that up badly, and I do apologize.
No. You did a good job there. And he wrote to the prompt, just sitting and thinking, which was the first picture there. And yeah, we can just picture him there just sitting, you know, and thinking. And this is so wonderful worded. I mean, so I may splash my green and emerald waves, lolly with mermaids and crown gold with my name. And then he goes on the Poseidon's trident, he puts that in there, and trample my froth upon the sea. And then the play that I really love, like the amethyst skies and all through, and pearled youth lies. And he's just like, this is very philosophical, you know, and it's, he's just contemplating life here, and you know, and the age, and you know, his whole life. He seems to be pondering on his whole life, like down these lines, and the hope, you know, and just the memory and the purpose of his life here. So, and if he's fulfilled, you know, feeling fulfilled or not, you know, but it's just an amazing write. So it's just, I just wrote, just magnifique, my dear poet. So just a beautiful write, and I hope we read more from her, from him. Kurt, I always enjoy his writing. He's so elegant when he writes, and with the, you know, elegance. So just so well read and well written here. Martha, is Cal back?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm here.
No. Oh yeah. Okay. What did you think of Kurt's?
I actually missed it.
I was dealing with some stuff. No problem. Martha,
I thought it was wonderful word pictures. The amber yolk running through the amethyst skies. It just totally mm-hmm. brought the sea to mind and everything contained in it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, just so well worded, eh? And Jean?
Oh, I thought it was a great job. I thought it was an excellent take on that prompt, and a really well done piece. I just felt bad that I chopped it up. I can't get past that. That was bad on my part. I just felt like I kept tripping over everything. I was like, whoa. So, but it was very well done and very well stated. I was just a little off, so I apologize for that again. But a great piece, just the same. And I thought it was a great take on the chosen prompt. So that was awesome.
Indeed. Okay, so Cal, I'm going to get you to read the next one for us. Pop it in there. There we go. By Beth Evans, Good as Gold. Hello, Cal? Oh, she's gone again. Okay, well, Martha, do you want to give that a read?
Sure. Good as gold. To do not want done to yourself, do not do to others, Confucius. Look like Sam Toff wants to confuse us by misquoting the sage Confucius. But I, however, am not such a fool. I know he's converted the golden rule. Do unto others as you would be done by. It is not so very hard if you try. So far as a small meat dog is concerned, what I should think must be the lesson learned. Would you like to be starved and neglected? No. So make sure that he is protected.
And poem. Yeah. Jean, what did you think of this?
You know, I thought this was a great little brevity. And, you know, the prompt about Confucius, I like that one, as a matter of fact. I think it was very, very nicely written and a great message. Really a great message in there. People should take heed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all animals should be taken care of and, you know, not mistreated or neglected. Neglected is a good word. That happens a lot. So definitely nice work. And thank you, Beth.
Yeah, I agree so much. There's so many animals that are, you know, just left to themselves. You know, I can't believe, you know, here when it's, you know, it strikes minus 20, minus 30, sometimes rarely it climbs up over that, you know, even here up here in Quebec. And you see the dogs are tied up outside to a pole. Like, I mean, poor things, you know. Yeah, so, you know, I just want to go over and untie them and take them home. But, this was such great words of wisdom in this right here, Beth. And thanks so, so much for sharing. And, Martha, what did you think of this little right that you read?
Well, I think it thought it took us from a journey from Confucius to the Golden Rule to taking care of animals. It was well done and well stated.
Mm-hmm. And is Kel back?
Yes. Again.
Okay. Did you get the poem this time?
Well, thanks for you, the brevity, so I got to read it. Oh, golly, this evening. This is just really, I love the turnaround. You know, from Confucius to, you know, the Golden Rule, just like Martha was saying. But, you know, applying that to how we treat our animals. I mean, that's just really a wonderful thought. Very philosophical and just amazing. I really, really enjoyed this piece.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get you to read the next one. Cal, if you want, if you'd like.
Yes, I will.
Okay. I'll just
never
pop
quick,
it in. Yeah, that's it. Hurry up, hurry up, Naomi. Okay, there's Ben. Sometimes we just sit and think.
There we go.
Sorry, I couldn't help
it. We just sit and think by T. Perry 989. We sat becalmed beneath a tree, my tiny dog and I. Our thoughts were paper airplanes that soared across the sky. A southern wind blew silently and rustled through the trees, while clouds were laid in galleons upon the stormy seas. We climbed the pearly staircase, then tiptoed across the moon, and tagged our happy memories onto a passing balloon. Oh, and poem.
Oh, yeah. I just love this, you know. I actually held a year ago, I held a little contest with some of Sam Toff's prompts then way back a year ago, and she was my gold winner because I just love this little piece. So I found it so creative and the amazing imagery that she painted upon the reader's mind. I just enjoyed this little piece. I just ate it up. And Martha, what did you think?
I thought it was beautiful, the word pictures and the things that brought to your mind. It was just a beautiful poem.
Yeah, indeed. And Jean?
Oh, I thought it was an awesome brevity. I love T. Perry's work. I always have. He really, you know, he's got a great way with rhyme and message, and I've always enjoyed that. But I thought it was a really great take on the prompt and awesome work. I really enjoyed it. So thank you, T. Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'll read the more Martha. I'll get you to read the next one.
I have to refresh the page just a second.
No, I don't have it up yet. I'm done. There it is. There it's in now. Yeah, there
okay.
It is.
Red Rose Star by Beatnik. Shiny candy apple red and chrome. It's a Harley built for show. Not saying she can't go, just looks better going slow. Big fenders fairing, hard saddle bags, chrome stocks and crash bars provide safety when you cruise among cars. You hear this beauty coming once she's thundering down the boulevard, so you're sure to notice this Red Road Star. So when you hear this bike rumbling like a thunder from an iron horse coming, just remember a man's toy is a frivolous thing made to impress those who can't afford such things. A pretty toy that costs a working man's pay while he tries to feed his family every day. And I'm not saying wealth doesn't have its place because working men built that bike in the USA. In
And he wrote this to one of Sam Taft's paintings that isn't actually up. It's one of her paintings where she has Mr. Mustard. That's one of her male character in her paintings. And he's on his bike, and the quote is, "Born to be wild." And he's just flying there on his bicycle. So Red Road Star, I thought it was like taking the car and I think it's a car, and no, it's a motorcycle. It's a Harley built for show, yeah. And just taking that and creating such vivid imagery around it, I thought it was so, and it's thought provoking as well, you know. But I'm not saying wealth doesn't have its place because working men built that bike in the USA. This was just superbly written and very beautiful piece here, Beatnik. So I just enjoyed it totally. So, and Jean, what were your thoughts?
Well, maybe I'll take myself off mute and tell you what I think of it. I think it'd be a great job here. I love to write, and I much enjoyed the imagery throughout. It was really well done. It makes me curious as to go and see what the image was, because it does. It sparks that curiosity in me. But knowing Beatnik's work, I think that it probably suits it very well because he's a great writer. You know, I enjoy when he shares with us all. Yeah.
Indeed. And Cal?
Oh, I thought this was adorable. Well, not adorable, but yeah. I really liked it. His images are so well done that you can actually see this red motorcycle, you know, with all the chrome. You know, and, you know, you can hear it roaring down the boulevard. You know, so it's really a very well done with the images and sound and everything. It's beautiful. But I like this very last line, but I'm not saying wealth doesn't have its place because working men built that bike in the USA. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done.
And Martha?
I thought it's one beautiful word pictures. You can almost see the car the motorcycle. And I like the line, "So when you hear that bike come rumbling like the thunder from an old iron horse coming, just remember a man's toy is a frivolous thing made to impress those who can't afford such things."
Have you been on a motorcycle, Martha? Any rides near time?
A few times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually love riding on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. And you, Cal? Cal's gone. What about you, Jean? Motorcycle ride?
No. Hey, not me.
No.
Wow.
I like it if I'm driving, if I'm in the rider's seat, like, but I'm more like, well, up here in Quebec, you know, coming from the gas
right.
state. Well, that was the only thing we had to do almost. So, Frank Cal left on the Harley. Yeah, that's the only thing we had to do when we were young was skidoos and motor crosses, you know, motorcycles. Les motocross there, I don't know, the road bikes, I guess, you know, through the woods
yeah.
and, you know, up and down. So, yeah, so I had a little motorbike when I was young, and I used to drive it around.
Right. Yeah, I never met a man I trusted that much, you know. Not a hop in a tractor trailer any day, but I don't know. That takes a lot of faith. Anyway, I'm going to try and pick Caleb again. See if we can not have so much static. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Jane.
We were wondering, Caleb, if you had a few rides on a motorcycle in your time.
I have never driven one, but I have rode on one. But it's been a very long time ago. In ill-begotten youth. Yes.
You were born young and wild.
Sort of on the wild side, but it was with a very good friend, so... And unfortunately, he's gone now. But yeah, wonderful memories. That's what I got to say about wonderful memories.
And, well, since you're here, Kel, I'm going to use you. I'm going to get you to read the next poem by Royal Poet.
I've already got it pulled up. Life in a Cozy Cup of Tea. Oh, that sounds like my husband. Sitting down for tea with you, it truly is my favorite thing to do. We look ahead, we reminisce, and I'd go back, relive some days, not to change them, but to enjoy them with you again. When we first met, you were checking on the little tree growing in your yard, and here I came with an entourage of cats around my feet, as though I had a suitcase filled with sardine sandwiches. You knew forthwith I was someone who dances to the tune of a different drummer. And on that note, remember our first dance? My two left feet and your two right ones? Perfectly engaged. We danced love's allemande. We loved that little camper, didn't we? We'd hook it up and off we'd go, if only for a day. And a cup of tea, and that Brighton bike ride, wearing nothing but our hats. Sometimes I just can't get enough of you. How did we get so old? It happened while we weren't looking. But we weren't looking because we were having fun. So we'll just carry on like that, regardless of the maladies of age. There's nothing in the years to come that can diminish what we have. Yes. We'll carry on. End poem.
And Martha, what did you think of that lovely little piece?
I loved it. It was just beautiful. How did we get so old? It happened when we weren't looking. But we weren't looking because we were having fun. So we'll just carry on like that, regardless of maladies of age. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. This was a write also from the contest like a year ago, and he was my silver win. I just thought this was an amazing write. I loved how he wrote the prompt, and well, I'm all over and just just so snuggly and warm all over, and it's just so sweet. So I just love this little poem from the title all through, you know. And so just loved it. Jean, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was really a well done piece. That was fabulous, right? And very well said. But I, you know, out of all of it, and I have to say I loved each stanza. I was drawn in by the closing stanza. You know, how did we get so old? It happened while we weren't looking. But we weren't looking because we were having fun. So we'll just carry on like that, regardless of the maladies of age. There's nothing in the years to come that can diminish what we have. Yes, we'll carry on. You know, it's like, just keep going. Just keep going forward. You know, it's easier said than done, but there's a lot of truth to that. You know, you just can't be pulled down by all of that, you know, all that goes on around us. You know, sometimes we have to kind of look above it and just keep going. You know, it's kind of like, it can't be true because I'm not giving into it, you know. But that's just me. I just think it was really, really nicely done. And I loved it. I loved that closing stanza.
Yeah, life owes a cup of tea. wouldn't we all wish, you know, to be like it? All in a cozy cup of tea and just living there and just, you know, the warmth and the coziness. And, yeah. And is Kel with us?
She is. Just let me pick her up.
I is
there
here.
There you go.
Yes. I thought this was a very wonderful piece. I'm with everyone. I love that last stanza. It just speaks so well. Of, you know, just living life, you know, just absolutely beautifully written poem.
Yeah, it's so great. And we have D up next, Diane, and I'm so looking forward to her right there. I'm sure she's listening to us. So hello, D.
Night.
Miss you, and we used to talk so often, and I just miss her. She's just such an amazing person. So we can listen to that SoundCloud.
Okay, you got it up. I'm going to hit the button. Here we go.
She Learned to Fly by Diane D. There was a little girl who wanted to fly, but she couldn't give up what weighed her down. She was a bird that was not meant to be caged, but she was unable to get off the ground. She had picked up her suitcases of fear and boarded a flight to freedom, but landed in hell. She had a rock that she kept in her pocket that was a reminder of those times that she fell. She kept on trying to fly no matter what. What she had gotten from a toy would no longer do. So she found other ways, such as sugars and needles, for the best flight to freedom that she knew. Still, she had that rock in her pocket that she just could not let go of, regardless of weight. What she didn't know was that stone that she clung to was just the dust of her shame and her hate. Then it dawned on her that she would have to let go of that rock in her pocket in order to fly. For as long as she carries her resentments and anger inside of herself, she'll not reach the sky. That little girl became a woman who knew that nothing would stop her from reaching the sky. And she took that rock out of her pocket and booked her flight to freedom since she learned to fly. End poem.
I'm sure this is, like, knowing Dee a bit, I'm sure this was a very personal right to her. And, it's a very deep poem. It evokes feelings all throughout me. Yes, letting go of past turmoil is often difficult indeed. And may we look towards the new horizons and new hope and fly. And this is just an awesome right, D. happy. And, you know, I love those ending lines and, you know, all throughout. So just so well done and bravo, you know, for this write. And the SoundCloud, wow, just so appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Every time somebody sends in a SoundCloud, we just, you know, we just enjoy so much hearing your poem, your write read and your voice. It's so, makes it just the experience so much more enchanting. Martha, what did you think of this write?
I think it was a beautiful representation of letting go what holds us down and reaching for the...
Mm-hmm. And Cal?
I left. I'm sorry. Oh, golly. Yes, I thought this was a very profound and deep poem of, you know, letting go of whatever is holding you down, lost resentments and anger and just, you know, things that we don't want to let go of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just really a beautiful way of expressing how she just, you know, got rid of all that, and she could go on, she could fly, and it's just beautiful, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And Jean? Are you on mute, Jean?
Of course.
Hello?
Of course I am.
Hello? 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 Hello?
I thought this was an absolutely wonderful write. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Her emotions were so well expressed. And it wasn't even necessarily... It was just that well written that it pulled them out of you. I mean, the emotions. I can't say that it was anything specific. It was just very well done. And, I really liked it a lot, very much. And just so you know, Martha dropped. So.
Okay. Well, we're so thankful that she, you know, that she could stay as long as she could.
Right.
I'm going to drop next, right? By Omega. So, Jean, would you give that a write? A read?
Absolutely. If you want me to write it, I might have a problem. But reading
yeah.
it, I think, like, well, then the last one wasn't so good. Okay, here we go. Wings by Omega AM. Land of love, land of beauty. Body sparkles under the moonlight. My giant shadow touches the sea. She travels in the deep, deep cradle under the whisper of the waves. She embraces the purity of the water. Ode to the goddess Aphrodite born on the sea foam. Gold winds have pushed her over the Cythera. Strikes. Petrified in front of the coast, I'm looking for its tracks. Her figure is ethereal. First raisins of the garden dawn from the horizon. Awakening nonchalant sense. A lily blossom in the heart. Her roots stretch out in my body. Blue veins running through the ulcer. White frogs in the blue sky. Boarding a Cythera under the charm of the goddess with wings of love open. End poem.
Mm-hmm. And is Cal with us?
I think so.
Hello, Cal?
I think so.
Yes. I thought this was a rather ethereal poem. It's really beautiful. Land of love, land of beauty. Body sparkles under the moonlight. My giant shadow touched the sea. She travels in the deep, deep cradle under the whisper of the waves. It's enchanting. It really is. It's like he's searching for her. And it's just really beautiful.
And G.
You know, I thought it was nicely done. I thought it was beautiful work, lovely imagery, and it was very enjoyable. So excellent job, Omega, and thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And this is a second language, eh, because he's French. So, yeah, he was writing to me, and he said, well, you know, I'm not sure if it's a woman or a man, but the poet was writing to me and was saying, you know, that yeah, indeed, French was I think it's a man. It was his second language. English was his second language, and that, you know, effectively, it's something to write in English, you know, when you're used to using your first language,
right,
so much. It comes easier, you know. But, I mean, this is an amazing write. Her roots stretch out in my body, blue veins running through the ulcer, white frogs in a blue sky, boarding to Cythera, under the charm of the goddess, with wings of love open. So heartfelt and wonderfully worded throughout. This is just a superb write here, Omega. And just beautiful. Cradle under the whisper of the waves. She embraces the purity of the water. It's deep and it's so well worded throughout. Just a beautiful write. Okay, so Jean, did we put
yes,
up...
Dear.
Did we put up Betty Page?
I do not have one for Betty Page. But if you do, I can grab it.
No, not a SoundCloud. But I mean, did we put up her right yet? I don't remember.
No, we didn't.
Okay. We didn't. Okay. So I'll put that one up. And... okay, I'm getting there. Kel, you give us this a read here?
I would be by honored.
Page. I have it up.
Right. Such a Perfect Day by Betty Page. Such a perfect day. Escape with me down to the seaside today. Make castles of sand. Sit in our beach chairs. Relax in the golden sun. Ride the waves for fun. Splash like kids. Chase each other round and round. Race to the snack shop. We'll buy bubblegum in our favorite flavors. Watermelon pink. Sip bubbly sodas. Sweet, juicy, orange, citrus, crisp. Coca-Cola. We'll eat some pizza, walk the pier and promenade, ride carnival rides, take the Ferris wheel high up to the very top, kiss right at sunset, hold hands and just dream, rainbow-colored skies serene, melt into starlight, end poem.
Jean, what did you think of that write?
You know, I think it was a great write by Betty. You know, her descriptions were great. You know, that she set the whole stage, you know, and walked you through the entire play in your mind. You know, that the Ferris wheel ride, you know, up at the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, right at that. I mean, she really did. She kind of walked you through each stanza and put you into that scene. And I think she did a wonderful job with that. So great job, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, I love the whimsical playfulness in this write. It brings back so many childhood memories of being just carefree. the bubble gum and the, you know, the watermelon pink and the sipping bubbly sodas and the crisp Coca-Cola. And she has this as explicit. So if anybody, you know, gets a whiff of that, you know, I'd like to know it. Cal?
Well, I've noticed that marks all of her poetry as explicit and an adult. Maybe that's just to keep her safe, just in case something is in it that shouldn't be. Yeah, but I agree with you. This has a real childlike quality of, you know, remembering a time spent with a friend or friends, whatever, just having a great time. Well, obviously just a friend. Hold hands and just dream. Rainbow-colored sky serene. Oh, I'm off one. Take the Ferris wheel high up to the very top, kiss right at sunset. Her images are just absolutely spectacular. I mean, she takes you on a ride, and it's just really beautiful.
Yeah, I think that each stanza struck me as a snapshot, you know, one way or another, you know. So I thought she did that really nicely. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I did. A snapshot of a camera, each separate stanza, like so vivid, the imagery, so beautifully done. Just bravo, Betty. Okay, so I'm going to put up one by Phil the Poet, and we do have a SoundCloud for that. So let's relax and listen to Phil.
Here we go. Phil will start. Phil. Here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Let Me Sleep. Let me sleep under the cover of a dark blue night wrapped in a green metal sheet, never to be disturbed. Let me dream about what life really means, to see the world from my state of mind as I communicate with rapid eye movement, lost in an eternal dream. Let me rest in peace without any distractions of the noise of weeping willows or the melancholic songs of mourning birds. The cry will not reach me. Let me awake when I hear your voice call my name as clear as day, and all that I was fades away into an endless oblivion. Let me arise from this mortal coil in clothes that have been prepared for me. All things will come to pass, but this is not the end. End poem.
And this is also, he was my bronze winner. No, he wasn't. That's another contest he entered this into. I think he was an honorable mention in one of my contests I had a year ago. And I had this picture of Sam Toft and Mr. Mustard was on a couch, and it was called 40 Winks, the prompt. So, so that's why Let Me Sleep, you know, for that prompt, 40 Winks. And, yes, beautiful lines here. Let me awake when I hear your voice. Call my name as clear as day. And all that I was fades away into an endless oblivion. That's just one example of one stanza there. Kel, what did you think?
Well, it almost makes me think of Sleeping Beauty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
let me wake when I hear your voice, you know, instead of a kiss. But it's just really, at first it takes you into, you know, where he doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants not necessarily to sleep, but to sleep, you know. He's just done with, he's throwing off his mortal coil, whatever. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to be bothered by anyone until, and she wakes him up, and there you go. This is very reminiscent of, you know, like Sleeping Beauty, or even, not Cinderella, but yeah, Sleeping Beauty. It's absolutely beautifully written, but it has a melancholic edge to it.
Yeah, deep. And Jean?
You know, I thought this was really well done. You know, I did the read, and I enjoyed hearing Phil read it himself, because I think that lent it some more cadence, you know, because when we read something, we read it in our own, you know, voice. And I think his really put it, the poem, more in perspective, and I thought that was wonderful. Like, I love this stanza here, and I like all the stanzas because I think he did an excellent job with each one. Let me rest in peace without any distractions of the noise of weeping willows, or the melancholy songs of mourning birds. Their cry will not reach me. I think that really is pretty cool stanza. I mean, it's, you know, just let me rest in peace without any distractions. Some people would die for that, you know, and I think that it's relatable to some, and to others, I think it just feels right, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many different angles on it. I think you did a great job. So great job, Phil, and thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah. It has a spiritual, as most of the Phil's writes do, it has a, like a spirituality throughout this piece, I find. Superbly penned. I just love this write. Let me sleep under the cover of a dark blue night, wrapped in a green meadow sheet, never to be disturbed. Isn't that a beautiful way to start out this write? Yeah, it's just amazing. Did we put up Can I Write yet? I'm not sure. I don't think
not.
So.
No,
okay,
I don't
so
think
I put Can I Write, and Phil, do you want to give this a read?
Sure. Okay. This is called Seasons Replayed by Can I Write. Charming how you could be satisfied to stand with a scene that flourishes, floored the simple life, plus maze, sky, or stage. Beams magnificent ground with shared stems, and pushing facilitation is plush for you to rest with excitement like a child. In my ears, sparkling, waxing shy in the chest. Heart, don't ruin this moment of, oh, meant. But my life is complicated without the child, lost as I am, rolled up like a bale of hay. Lump in throat, miscarriage unmentionable. In your embrace, you give substitute feed of songs that were to be fresh for Clav, but dried up in a permanent slip stain, except a wash with the floral sigh, far as I can see. As before, Daisy, but lullabies aren't that long to just be adults, but lavender learned. End poem.
Kel, what did you think of this write?
Oh, I'm still trying to process. There's just really deep sadness in this. That's what I'm getting anyway. Can you come back to me? I want to go through it a little more.
Yeah, it has deepness and Yeah, I understand you, Kel. Jean, you read it, so were you more able to, like, dive into it?
Once again, I'm trying to, like, place the prompt in my head. But I think it was well written, and it is melancholy. I think it just has so many things rolling through. I mean, you get here, but my life is complicated without the child, lost as I am rolled up like a bale. When you get there, I mean, that's when it kind of like kicks in the chest. You know, prior to that, you're kind of like rolling through, not really realizing, you know, where it's heading. So I think it was well written and well done. And I think that it has a lot happening in it. And that's what kind of sparked me to want to go over and see what the prompt is. The flowers, the sunshine in you.
Yeah. So,
because I think that that really is going to like cinch it up, you know, and just kind of make it work a little better in my head. You know, so, you know, it's just, you know, it was well written. I have to say that just without getting any deeper into it. I'm actually scrolling, so I'm getting there. I'm getting there. The flowers is on you. There it is. It's a pretty real take on the prompt. It's a woman and a dog in a field looking up at the sky. So I think that I can relate with that to being where the thoughts came from and how they all worked. It was very nicely written, and I did give her credit for that. I mean, I hate to say, oh, I really like that. I mean, when things are melancholy or sad like that, it just never seems like an appropriate sentence. It was well written and it was well done, and I appreciated the share. I think I'll leave it on that one.
I think this is a piece of longing and wanting to feel like an emptiness that he or she feels inside, a filling up that those holes, you know. She says, but my life is complicated without the child lost. Is that like a real miscarriage, or is that like just the loss of his inner child there, you know, as he gets older, you know, losing that inner child, that that sense of amazement with the world and, you know, wonder and enchantness and magicalness, you know. So, this piece makes you think and stop and think, and it's deep and it's so well written. And, I really enjoyed this piece a lot, and it stop, you know, and made me think. And Kel?
Well, I agree with Jean very much. It has some very beautiful, beautiful lines in it. But, you know, like she said, it's like a kick in the chest. It also just has this very deep, emotive melancholia to it that's just very difficult to relate to. But other than, you know, in that sense, it is a wonderful poem. It is actually a wonderful poem. And, you know, no one could say that it's not, just because it's not, you know, happy-go-lucky or anything. It's just very deeply sad. And I can't really express that. And I think the writer has, in their way, they have expressed that very well, but it's also very difficult to say that it's a beautiful poem because of the emotion behind it. So just very well done, Darwin.
Okay, so I think we've got to the last of our rights on the board, Jean. I'm just going to pull up some of the remaining pieces that I had in that contest a year ago, a chance I had that contest. So this is another one for that prompt called the 40. Pardon me?
We really can't do that unless we have permissions from the poets. We're not allowed.
I did have permission for these. I had them on the side in case. I was prepared. Remember, I always come kind of prepared. So this from they'll be so happy. I'm sure to have pieces on because they're looking forward. But I did say, you know, it was in case. So this one is to the prompt 40 winks that, you know, the sleeping Mr. Mustard. So, Cal, would you give that a read?
Certainly. 40 Winks by Brundabin Panda. Because of deep thinks, a position of 40 winks, one of art, other for what? Third doubt, fourth worried fact. 50 is due to frustration. Sixth is unstable position. Seventh is anxiety. Eighth, uncertain nature. Ninth, childish action. Tenth, lacks a destination. 11th, greedy for wealth. 12th, weak body health. 13, like a fickle teen. 14, unclear mean. 15, with pain in teeth. Love lost causes. 16th. A failure in attempt is 17th. 18, pollution bars breath. 19, due to lonely life. 20, quarrel of husband wife. 21, poverty pain. 22nd, in a family, if no son. 23rd, failed business. 24, fully faithless. 25th, is ego feeling. 26th, evil dealing. 27th, stay away from home. 28th, pressure of state norm. 29th, cause taxation burden. 30, due to accident sudden. 31, blood pressure. 32, jobless worker. 33, cause natural calamity. 34, break of social unity. 35, homeless to live. 36, positive life risk. 37, is heart pain. 38, restless brain. 39, relative's death. 40, is feeling of wealth. Picture shows wink status. Troublesome of 40 facts. Winks on forehead skin. Free mind. Favors face fine. And poem.
I thought that the way he took, you know, he came down from one and he took those 40 winks and a statement for each one of them was such a clever way and a great take on this prompt. It was thought-provoking all the way through here, you know, troublesome of 40 facts, winks on forehead skin, free mind, favor, face, fine. He touches on so much throughout this poem. Everything that you go through in life, you know. So just so well done. And Jean, what did you think?
I thought it was well done as well. I like the take on the 40 winks, you know, and he just gave each one of them a purpose, a meaning, a thought. And, it was clever, and I agree with you, Naomi. He did a nice job with that. And I think it was well done. So nice work, Rundeman.
Yeah. And Cal?
Oh, totally. I agree. It's a very clever use of the 40 winks. You know, it's like 40 reasons why you can't sleep. You know, there's so much going on in the world. How can you sleep through it? You know, or how can you not worry about stuff that going on and things that keep you awake? You know, it's just really a really fantastic and clever itemization. I really liked it.
Indeed, yeah. So I'll put up another one. Memories by Sapphire Flames. And Kel, can you read that one?
Sure. Read as many as you want me to, honey.
I am using you out tonight.
You're here. Memories by Sapphire Flames. Like the wind, my memories blow through me. You, her, him, them, seeing, loving, losing, lost. What has become of what was? I try to forget, try to pretend, like I am not affected by all these ends. It's like shutting down, becoming nothing. For a while, it was okay. I didn't have to feel. I didn't have to express. I could just simply forget. But I forgot how to live. I forgot how to be me. I stopped existing. The girl who loved, lost, watched, broke, and the girl who helped, cared, tried, spoke. I learned that to have the good, you have to accept the bad. I have to keep going to live with my pain, as well as to live it all. Without these unending memories, I wouldn't have the will to follow my dreams. I wouldn't have the knowledge to make it through the bad days, or the appreciation for all the good things. And poem.
She says she told me in her comment that it took her 6 months to get back to writing due to personal issues. And it's just a reinforcement when my pieces get even a comment. And so she was dealing with, you know, with issues here. And I think this is reflected. Her strength comes through and, you know, it's in her writing. And it shows so beautifully. So bravo to her. And Jean, what did you think of this piece?
You know, I really liked this piece, and I thought that it was well written. I thought that there was a lot going on in it. I mean, because it seemed that she was walking us through so much. But it was good because she didn't linger any too long. She just kept it moving and kept it moving and, you know, made us want to find out where she was going, you know, from the beginning. You know, you just want to know. So it makes it an intriguing write and, you know, a bit captivating, you know, because she holds your attention. And that's a wonderful thing. So really done. Now let me pick up Cal so you can talk to her.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was a brilliant write. The rhythm and flow is very well done. But I also like the way, you know, she let herself grieve for whatever was going on. But she also learned that if you stop living, then, you know, you're missing out. And she pulls herself up by her bootstraps and she goes on. And that is just a very, very beautiful and difficult thing to do. And I am very pleased with this poem. It's gorgeous. Very well done and very well thought out.
Okay, I'm going to put up a neat little brevity, a really little short piece here that I'm going to read. It's called Mother's Bicycle, and it goes like this. She carried me upon her bicycle. Loving memories recycled carry me today. And, you know, that's related to all the prompts in Sam Tuff's writing with all the bicycles there in his prompts. So I thought this was just, you know, amazingly well chosen words and so creative. This play with recycled there. And just such a touching write for so few lines. And, yeah, and Cal, what did you think?
Well, this is absolutely beautiful, just like you were saying. I love the way you changed the words. She carried me upon her bicycle. Loving memories recycled still carry me today. That is just a brilliant use of changing the words around, you know, bicycles recycled, you know, this is really fantastic. And memories of anyone is just very special, you know, especially of a mother. You know, this is absolutely gorgeous writing.
And Jean?
You know, I thought this was a fabulous write. Very, very well done. You know, she carried me upon her bicycle, and then loving memories recycled still carry me today. I can't say how many times I have said, you know, when someone has had a family member pass, and I grew up and I lived in long-term care a lot of my life. You know, I say, you know, may those wonderful memories that you've created carry you through these times. And, you know, I think there's so much truth in that, you know, like those memories do carry us through, you know, all the days that are ahead. You know, it doesn't matter. They just do. They've helped to form us and make us who we are. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful write. Just really, really well done.
Yeah, it is. You know, this year for Christmas, I had this idea, finally. I told my daughter about it. It was supposed to be a surprise, but we talk every day, me and my eldest daughter, and I can't keep, I'm the kind of person, you know, that can't keep a surprise, you know. It's just like bubbles inside of me, and it has to get out. So I made these little books up. I took all these pictures of all the kids and their spouses and my grandchildren. And I put them all together and I made up these little books, you know, plastified little books. And I'm giving them out at Christmas, you know, all these loving memories of family times together and everything. So, she knows about it, but the other three don't know. So, I'm really excited for Christmas to come along to give them these books, you know. So I hope, you know, and things like that, you know, and they'll, I just imagine that the evening there, the supper's going to be the 26th and all of us together and looking at those pictures and remembering those times, you know, spent together and saying, oh yeah, look, we were picking apples and that was when we went to that beach and that was when we went to that park. And yeah, so yeah, loving memories are just, yeah, they just hold together. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And did I ask you to comment? Yeah, I did, Kel? Is Cal still there? Yeah. Okay, so I have one last little piece. It's really, and you'll see the picture in that piece of 40 winks. And it's really, really short. Jean, if you want to give that a read, it's
here we go. To sleep, perchance to dream, by Lorian Lord. A couch, a cat, a catnap, and pen. Awesome.
So clever.
Yes, it did.
Cal, what did you think, Cal?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's so short and so sweet and so concise. A couch, a cat. Yeah. Okay. You might wake him up. Oh, it's just very clever little use of words. Very clever. It's amusing. And it doesn't say anything. I love it.
It's a good play on the word kind of catnap. Right? And Jean, did you have a comment?
Oh, I just thought it was,
oh, yeah.
I thought it was just perfect. You know, I mean, it summed it all up. A couch, a cat, and a catnap. Of course, the puppy, I think it was just well done. It was a great play on words, as you know, a cat and a catnap, or you did, Naomi. I'm not sure which one, but I think it is short and it's sweet. It's done. You know, you can't get much briefer than that. You know, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words.
Yeah,
6 words.
And if you're counting the A's, it's only three.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Cal, did you were you finished, Jenji?
I am.
Did I am?
Yes.
Cal,
no,
did you
good.
Have any right that you'd have close by that you'd like to pop on the board and we could read it? You could read it?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Let's see. Putting one up on the message board.
Okay. Okay, we have it. Okay, Cal.
Deep Sleep Dream by Cal Smiles. Nocturnal slumber, perchance to dream, a vest of real things. Life on of color on screens behind eyes. Sun-dappled pathway, visionary quest into unknown summits are visible in dream's passage, questing unlimited heights. Crowds roll in, darkness falls, thunder booms, lightning strikes, the stranger pause. Catch a breathing glimpse, allure of sunlight chased, shadows quickly replaced, pins pricking tender neck, invisible foes steal intent, crab, crawl, handshakes, feet can't run for fear. Horned thistles, brambles, thorny tensions, ambles, scramble into thickets, honeysuckle vines snatch, howl a hoot owl or woof, wide breathless scream caught by throat. Sun streams window pane, woken from a dream turned. Alarm blares, hoots, howls, sweat drenched, I growled. And poem.
Yeah. It's a nightmare, quite a nightmare. Oh my gracious. Oh, creepy. Jean, what did you think of it?
Well, I said the other day, I said, you know, I thought it was a great take on the chosen, or the prompt, the shadows betray you because they serve me. When I read that, I went, okay. But it's a great dark piece, Kel, all the way through. I thought it was well-expressed dark piece. You know, it kind of gave you the eebie-jeebies a little bit, you know, make you look over your shoulder once before the course of the night. you know, mouth wide, breathless, scream caught in my throat, sun streams, window pane, woken from a dream turned, alarm blares, hoots owls, hoots howls, sorry, sweat drenched, I growled. Yeah, that's a hell of a way to wake up, you know, quite a night. So, great job.
Do you ever have those dreams, right, when you're...
Dark.
I'll let you talk, Kel.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just wondering if y'all ever had those dreams when you were falling and falling and falling, and then you suddenly wake up and you like to hang on to the bed.
No. Oh. I don't think I've had the one of falling, but, you know, when you're dreaming and you're so in it, you know, and it seems so real, I think they all kind of line up to that. It's, whoa, you know, so crazy.
I dreamt the other day of this boyfriend I had, you know, doing this, the awful, awful thing to me. And I woke up and I was so like freaking mad at him. It was just a dream, you know. But sometimes like your dreams seem so real, you know, like you're just pissed. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but... Did that ever happen to you, Kel?
Oh, God. Have you ever dreamed of being at work? Well, there was a time when I was working in this egg processing plant, and I'd get so dang tired that when I went to bed, I'd continue working in my sleep. And I grabbed my husband's leg, because I was packing these cartons of eggs, and I almost got a little too close to his eggs, and he got a little bit concerned. He woke up and said, what the hell? I was packing his legs, you know?
We have 5 minutes left. We don't have a chance to hear you read your poetry very often on the radio. You want a piece? Put up a piece?
I don't have anything that kind of fits. I mean, I can just grab something.
Grab
nothing. Let me see. The sound is, it's driving me crazy. Sorry. Crazy. It does. It sounds just like an ultrasound of a fetal heartbeat. It's like crazy stuff.
Whoa. I don't know. I don't hear it.
I don't know. Listen to the show afterwards. It's crazy. Let's see what I got here. Maybe I'll just do this one. This is easy. It's here. It's one of my newer ones, so. Well, newer. It's probably about a year old. I'm terrible. Okay. This one is called Yielded. And the picture is the prompt.
Oh, yeah. I remember this prompt.
Yeah. It's from one of Mindy's contests. So this is Gilded, and it's by me. Just like.
What a
morning
treat.
Raised. Funny. Okay. Morning rays drift through curtains like thoughts of you once drifted through my mind. Slipping slowly from beneath the sheets, my feet shift softly to the floor. As I rise, a glimmer catches my eye from across the room. Sunlight dances along the mirror, gifted to me so long ago. I realize then that the beauty of both mirror and the memory will remain forever gilded. And phone.
Wow. Oh, this is so beautiful, Phil. Yeah, the way you flow through it and the finishing line there. I realized then that the beauty of both mirror and never remains forever gilded. Wow. It has nips inside of it, you know. Wow. This is an amazing, right? Kel, what do you think?
Oh, golly. I loved it when she read it before. And no less now. This is just a very beautiful piece. I love the structure. The images, just absolutely gorgeous. A glimmer catches my eye from across the room. Sunlight dances along the mirror, gifted to me so long ago. It's just a very beautiful rite.
Yeah. And anyway, we have like 2 minutes left. I want to thank you, Kel, so much for hanging out with us and helping us read tonight. Oh, my gracious, it's so, so appreciated. And Martha for phoning in and staying the time that she had with us. And it's always a joy, Phil. And I'm looking forward to next week's contest. Pam has beautiful, beautiful art up, Christmas art. I wrote to one of her prompts. I couldn't hold back. They're just so beautiful. So anybody listening there, check that out there for next Tuesday, the prompts that Pam Ray has up there. They're just beautiful. And, I look forward to having all of you guys right in our next shows and having you call in. And it's just such a pleasure every time. And I'm loving my experience so much. And, Phil, do you want to finish this off?
Anyone who's available at 12:30, please feel free to join Neutron Bomb and Captain B2. For, you know, after midnight. And, or is it midnight? I don't remember. I get them all mixed up. I get hers. Weird. It's late night with the Midnight Bomber. I guess that's what it is, late night with the Midnight. Anyway, have a great time tonight if you get to join in. And, thank you, Naomi. Great job tonight. And I'm glad you're having fun. That matters most.
Yeah, fun.
What do you take it easy? Enjoy.
Yeah.
Good
thank
job,
you,
Naomi. And I did manage to save 2 hours.
Thanks so much for reading and helping out and hanging out with us. So appreciate
not
it.
A problem. Not a problem. Couldn't we get a run of Let me die.
Okay. Hugs. It's all around.